opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. So, Commanders make some changes to their uniform. You saw the alternates that were revealed yesterday. Spent plenty of time talking about that yesterday and how cool they look. Going back and looking at the 80s-style uniform, which that's what it is because there's no, you know, word mark on the front. It doesn't say Washington. Obviously, it doesn't say Commanders or Redskins underneath there. It's truly a throwback more so to the 80s with the serif font on the back for the nameplate, those sorts of things. So it's kind of cool to see that throwback. But with that change made, what other changes would you like to see? And now, B. Mitch, I know exactly what's going to happen when you open up the phone lines on this, and people think, are immediately going to... It's opened a little bit of a can of worms, but
well,
I'm curious...
Let's just put some guidelines on it.
Can we go
We're
ahead and
talking
put some...
about colors and things of that nature. We're not talking about some name, and because that ain't happening.
No.
Based on what Josh has said and what he's done, it ain't that... So let's not even go there. Let's not waste our time on something we can't control.
Well, and let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room, too, with the Mike Florio thing. That ain't happening either. So Mike Florio recently wrote an article, I believe it was last night, talking about the way that this team is going back into kind of the older era, the way that they're taking the throwbacks to that era with the 80s, trying to go back to RFK. And he wrote an article last night. I'm trying to find the exact article of what it said. It said, Commanders seem to be laying the foundation for potential return to the old name. No, they're not. They're not. They're not going back to Redskins. They're not going to put the logo on the side of the helmet.
And I just said, so why are they going back to the area where they used to play? It makes sense.
Yes.
It's not to do anything of old. This is all about new. New ways to make money. New ways to attract bigger events, which in turn makes money. New ways to help out a city that needs vitally and really needs events to happen in their town, D.C. That's why they're doing that. This is not because, oh, I'm gonna do this to go. If you want to just name a name and go back to that, you could do that wherever you're at.
Yeah, they're not doing all this stuff just so that they can try to go back to Redskins. They're doing all this stuff because that's what fans want. Right, that's how you appease the fan base. That's how you, they're trying to tie in a history. Like, I don't understand where his idea is, oh, they're doing all this just because they need the ulterior motive to go back to the name. No, Josh Harris grew up a fan of the team. He understands that the name's not coming back. He understands that the logo's not coming back. But the reason that he does all this stuff is he wants it to look like the team that he grew up rooting for.
What is Josh Harris?
He's from the area.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, businessman, yeah.
And everything that he's done makes his business more attractive, more equitable. It gives him more value. That's what he does. This has nothing to do with going back to that. The jerseys coming back, he's heard people say, oh, the white uniforms, they don't match the old color. And I think that's part, he's like, okay, well, we can go back to that. You can't just do it this year, but 2026, you probably could have it for the home games. And, well, most games, because like I said, that white jersey was worn a lot, dog.
So the question I'd have for Mike Florio off of this, because
he wouldn't have an answer for you.
Again, RFK Stadium site, like you're saying, it makes the most sense for this region for it to be at RFK. He points to the uniforms. B. Mitch, I ask you, when the Tennessee Titans wear Houston Oilers uniforms, are they laying the foundation to go back to Houston and be called the Oilers?
No, they just they're paying homage to an era that they thought was a great era of their overall franchise history.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, the stupid part of what he's saying here is essentially he's basically saying if they are going to go honor their history, well, what they should have done instead is they might as well fully rebrand. You might as well change the colors. You might as well move the team, all that stuff, because you don't want to honor the history of this team. What the heck are you talking about? This team has a great history, and it should be honored, even if you have to take away the name and the logo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. And that's all they're doing.
That's
so
all they're doing.
I think it's a complete waste of time to even have a big-time discussion on this.
Mike has made a history out of this, of writing stuff that is outlandish that nobody else writes. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I have an issue in a way with media today. There's no checks and balances. People get to write and just throw anything against the wall. Let's see if it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody questions them or whatever. That was a point in time when you heard certain people say things, you can say, take it to the bank. Whether you agree with it or not, you know it probably was factual because they wrote it. Today, I don't care if they're reputable people or not. They have a tendency to throw stuff against the wall. There are a few guys today, when they say something, you can say, okay, probably that guy knows something. And also when they say stuff, we go, okay, that's speculation. But not outright lies. Like this here is an all speculative article. This is no nothing he's talked to somebody and they say it. Nothing.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. So with the uniforms coming back and hopefully getting to RFK Stadium, what are some other things that you want to see maybe come back for this franchise? We've already said it's not going to be the name. It's not going to be the logo. If you want to call in and say that, that's fine, but it's not happening. So it's just kind of a waste of time to assume that that's coming back. But what are some other things that you want to see? I think for me, top of the list is that RFK Stadium site. They need to be back at RFK. Just plain and simple. And I know that there's some stuff that was coming out, some of the news saying that people were saying, I think the team was lobbying DC council members saying, look, we don't want Trump to get involved because then it could get messy. Just find a way to get that thing figured out. And I think you're in a good spot.
Well, let's just say this. The people in the council and the guy, Mendelson, who's running it, he knew this was a possibility. He hadn't seen it happen, but he knew it could be a possibility. And at this point, I would say, even if politics is politics, okay? But if you want to save face, then don't. Saving face could be like, let's do what's best for the city. As I stated before, if you had another project that was coming along that could be competing with this, I would understand. But there's no other project. So I don't understand why you're trying to stop something when there's nothing else there that's possible.
The other thing that I wish they could do if you're going to bring back some different uniforms is, one, I would bring back the burgundy look and get rid of the current burgundy look. So just go back fully to what, you know, I grew up watching in the burgundy with the white numbers, with the yellow trim. Go back to those. But I would love to see a throwback to like the 70s style uniforms with the yellow helmet. Gray face mask with the R logo on the side. Give me that with, you could take off the feathers and put a W in the center, and you got the white jersey with the stripes on the shoulders and the yellow pants.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I know you're not much of a jersey guy. You don't really care.
I don't really care because I'm like, whatever I have on when we winning, people will like.
It's funny. Jeremy Reeves tweeted out a picture of him with all the iterations of this team. He was wearing a Redskins jersey. He's wearing a football team jersey. And then wearing the throwbacks that they just dropped the other day. And someone said, how hard was it to keep this under wraps? And Jeremy Reeves retweeted and said, not hard for real. That wasn't a worry for me. I don't care what uni we roll out in. I'm just trying to win games.
Listen, that is the mindset of players. You know, and I know fans play a vital part in this thing. But if you give me a player and he goes, oh, yeah, man, I was worried about the uniform and I worked, man, look, dude, then you're not the right dude then. Listen, you may get comfortable in a certain one because you may, everybody have a superstition. And you may feel, oh, we win more in this. You think when I put on the burgundy jersey, I was thinking, oh, man, hell, we're going to lose today? No, I was trying to go out there and perform in those jerseys to make people remember the moment. You know what I mean? I wasn't sitting out there caring about the jersey per se.
Yeah.
But if I got on a burgundy one, a white one, whatever, I'm trying to be my absolute best in it. And it's not about, oh, I got to put on this one so I can be my absolute best. No, don't care. You put it on with no, if you put me out there with no number, no colors, just have a plain white jersey and you got somebody competing, his ass better be ready. That's what you want on your team as a player. So,
yeah.
Yes, this is a thing that fans get into and the people that like to you know, collect and market and things. Yes, it's that. And I have no issue with that because that's the mindset of a fan, a fanatical person.
Yeah.
But when if the players were really sitting up with all that, I would have an issue with that player in my locker room.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Ryan in Warrington. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Toby, I'm your number one fan. I love you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. Hey, real quick, and just give you, I'll take a few minutes, and with my little background, I grew up in Sullivan, Oklahoma, surrounded by native country, not too far where Geronimo was imprisoned. I'm a proud member of the Taos Pueblo Native American family out of northern Mexico. I love this team, and to anyone who thinks that old imagery, name, and everything is coming back, it's not happening. I would love for it to happen, but it ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What they did with the uniform change, I absolutely love it. It shows that they actually do care about the past of this team, embracing the true colors and going back to that. But that old Indian, Native American imagery, like I said, it ain't coming back no matter how much we want to. And I would love, as a member of that nation, for it to come back. But it ain't coming back. There's no chance. But what they're doing with the uniform and embracing the past and embracing the veterans of what this team, like B. Mitch and Clark earlier and everybody else, they're on the right path to doing it right. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it,
man. Thank you.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to George in Rockville. George, what's going on?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why can't we have the logo on a throwback jersey? It's a throwback jersey. Like, the Patriots do it, or they did it. I think the Lions did it. Why can't we have, like, the logo on, like, I know there's, like, the whole political thing, but, like, logo on a throwback jersey.
The reason you can't is because...
Appreciate it, George.
The Lions, the Patriots, and all, whether you agree with it or believe in it or not, they said it was a derogatory term. That's why they got rid of that. And there will be, like the young man that just called, say he wouldn't mind, and there are also some people who will despise it coming back. So when you leave and you do it, the reason that those other teams were able to, because they had an old jersey that wasn't considered derogatory.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. And I think everybody understands that. It ain't just the fact that they went back to an old logo that was something that was okay, you know, like the Oilers, when the Titans do the Oilers, anybody ever said nothing was wrong with the Oilers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never said anything was wrong with most of these names. That is why you can't go back to it. And that's why you don't get it. So
Yeah, I mean.
But I think people understand it. They just don't want to. There are people who will never agree with anything if you were to take and absolute prove to them what's what. They won't believe it because people don't care.
Yeah, and even if you do disagree with it, at some point you just got to accept that it's not coming back. Fair right? Enough. It doesn't really matter which side of the equation you fall on. You just kind of got to accept that the reality is the reality. The logo, the name, they're not coming back.
Yep.
Alex is in Silver Spring. What's going on, Alex?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I want to say let them go. I'm cool. What's up, B-Mitch? Hey, let them go back all black. And I guess just put their numbers on the helmets, but all black, and go with the yellow face mask. And then I would love to see, like, for Sean Taylor's anniversary, if they can wear have them towels, the 21s. And then since Gabe's on the team, especially this year, if they can let him put tape on his face mask without getting fined, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're saying you want them to keep the black unis or get rid of those?
No, keep them, man. Especially
you
when
want
we
to be all black, though.
That's right. When we go play Philly, you
got to have some level of trim on the numbers, though, so you can see the difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go all yellow on the face mask and go all yellow on the numbers on the helmet. And then go with the yellow socks.
But see, that's where I'm at. We got to get rid of the yellow. We got to have gold. Not yellow, gold.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, to me, the black uniforms look cool. There's no question about that in my mind. They look cool, but they don't look like my team. They just don't. And yeah. I understand that they're now a part of the history of this team because that Bears game last year, the Hail Mary was in the black
that
uniforms.
Yeah.
So that made it a part of the history. Up until then, they kind of just lost in those uniforms. But it still doesn't look like my team. Like when I turn on, this is a big issue I have with the NBA nowadays, B. Mitch. When you turn on a game, you have to like look down at the bottom to see who's playing because teams are wearing colors that aren't associated at all with their team. When I turn on an NFL game, I should know who's playing within a split
just
by looking at the uniform. That's not the case when the Commanders wear all black.
I agree to that. I agree with what you're saying. You know,
it's just
especially when, like some of these throwback outfits. That crap that the Eagles wear,
the Kelly green,
and the crap that the Packers wear. That stuff doesn't even match anything that they wear in the day. It's like the Eagles. It wasn't Kelly green. It was like
the blue and the yellow
one
with Brian Westbrook back in the day. Yeah. Those the Packers ones where they were the navy blue with the yellow circle in the middle. Those were ugly too, by the way.
Mm-mm.
Did you like the Bumblebee uniforms that the Steelers wore?
It looked like a jail outfit. It looked just like somebody coming out of prison.
I hated when they would wear the pants that were like the terrible, like brown, gross looking. Yeah.
No.
And I didn't.
Some things I'm not going to like. I mean, some people should want to run away from their past because outfit was god awful.
Were you a fan when I know a lot of people liked the throwback look that was like the dark burgundy that the team wore with like the brown pants and the brown helmets and had the different Redskins logo. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like a dark burgundy. You know what I'm talking about?
Did
you
I know. That's the year we...
Did you like those?
Well, we wore that, but we wore the white jersey with it. Not necessarily. It wasn't that cute, but it was just something to put on to go play a game.
B. Mitch was worried about looking cute for the game. Did you hear that, Landfill?
I'd say it was something to put on to win the game. It wasn't that good looking. We had a helmet on with nothing on it. I don't know an era ever where this team had a helmet with nothing on it.
You think they should just go back to wearing leather helmets as a throwback?
I think they should have them. Think they should have one game a year where nobody has on a helmet. They have on leather helmets. You'll find out that guys won't be using their head anymore.
That's true.
They'll to get their shoulders in and get their head out of it.
Did you see the one Illinois, I believe, last year, college football? They wore a throwback helmet where every single helmet was spray painted. Took hours to do it.
To look like it was
just like a leather helmet.
That's sweet.
That's awesome.
I would love to have that on my mantle.
That's a cool looking helmet.
Give me one of those.
That's a cool looking helmet. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. With the uniform changes that the team made yesterday, are there any other changes that maybe are nods to the past or just any other changes that you want to see made to the team and maybe their branding, uniforms, whatever it may be? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.